You don't have a vav for the word lamaor. Why is there a missing a vav? I don't know what he said. The samim l'shem ha'mishchan, the besamim gave fragrance to the oil. The oil had a fragrance. Okay, the l'taras ha'samim was besamim for the shemen ha'mishchan, for the oil that was used to anoint the caliph and the kings. The l'taras ha'samim, special besamim, that was used for the ketores of the samanim, of the different the samanim. So you need besamim for two things. You need besamim for shemen, and you need besamim for the ketores. Now let's see what all that means. Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Vav says, Avnei Shayam, special stones, shtayim, hutzruchu sham, they needed two, l'tzarcho ifod ha'omo b'va'ata tetzaveh. So in Parshas Tetzaveh we learn that on the shoulder, upon the shoulder of the Kohen Gadol, were two giant stones, and upon those stones, in those stones was etched the names of the Shiftei Kohen, the 12 tribes. Okay, these are two special stones. They are called Miluim, they're called Avnei Shayam, and they're called Limiluim. What's the word Miluim mean? Al Shem Sha'isim Lohem Bazahov Moshav Kimim Guma. A setting. Okay, a diamond is only as good as the setting the diamond is put in. Likewise, here the Miluim, there was on the shoulder, there was a setting in which the stones were set. Al Shem Sha'isim Lohem Bazahov Moshav Kimim Guma, Mulisim Ha'evin Shem Lamalas Haguma. We put the stone into the hole. They're called Avnei Gum, it's Mole, it fills up the hole. Umakam ha-moshav, the place of its setting, Karui is called Mishpatzois. So it seems there are two words that really mean the same thing here. The Mishpatzois is the setting. The actual setting in which the stone was put is called the Mishpatzois. The stone is called Avnei Miluim because the stone fills up that setting. It makes the mishpatzois mole. It makes the setting full. So where's the pasagar? Shemen of shemen lamaar oil. Bismim, what do we do over here? What happened? What happened to the avnei? I went to pasuk zayin. See, I'm reading the wrong pasuk. Okay, so let's just go to the next pasuk there. Avnei shoyam. We have avnei shemen, avnei miluim. For what? Lo efod v'lachoshet. Or the ephod and for the choshen. Now the avnei shoham is for the shoulders, and the avnei miluim are for the choshen. On the choshen there were 12 stones. Let's look at the Rashi again one more time over here. We have to go back and do. I read the wrong passage. When we come back, we'll learn it together. Avnei shoham. Okay, the avnei shoham are shteim hayushavu tul tzorcha ephod ha'omul b'vata tetzaveh. The ephod is the vest. It's like the vest. And the ephod is what held in position the choshen. And upon the time on the shoulders were these two stones. They're called, that's then the avnei miluim, al shem sha'isim lohem bezav, they were made. Shem sha'isim lohem bezav moshav kimin guma. They made a setting for these stones that created a cavity. The noise them were even shem lomalos ha'gum to the guma, v'akuim avnei miluim, Umakim ha-moshav kari mishpatzos. Lo eifim v'lachoshin, avnei ha-shoyam lo eifod, v'avnei ha-miluim l'achoshin. V'choshin v'eifod mifuroshim v'atah tetzaveh v'heim minei tachshit. V'choshin, the breastplate, and the eifod. The eifod, Rashi is a very, this an explosive Rashi. Rashi says that the eifod is a tachshit, not a garment. I guarantee you, if you ask the average person, 99% of them will tell you that the ephod is a garment. It's like a vest. It's like a vest. It basically goes over the back, covers your entire back, but in the front, not so much. Not so much. It doesn't really. You know, maybe you can button it, like a jaguar jacket. Right? So you wear a jacket, so you can see the person's shirt, you can see their tie, their shirt. It doesn't close the front of the body. The jacket covers the back of the body. Now, in ancient times, that's unheard of. Who wears a jacket? In ancient, they wore a tunic. They wore like a gown. No such thing as a jacket. A jacket today, in the 21st century, is basically an ephod. And in time of Chazal, who wore an ephod? The Kohen Gadol wore an ephod. Who else? It says the Mechubadim. There are psukim, the family of Malchus, the royal family wore this type of vest. It was reserved for Anoshim Chashuvim. A jacket today is only worn on special occasions. Okay, I mean, Yeshivachim, everyone wears a jacket because everyone is choshen, you go to daven. But in America, who wears a jacket today? Only when you go to a black tie dinner. Even that today, you probably come in pajamas in America. But it used to be, you know, you wear a jacket. A jacket is a very strange garment, considering how clothing were worn in ancient times. A garment completely covers your body. What's this jacket? You wear something over your back? And the front of your body, you don't even close it, you button it, you don't button it. You keep it open, you see a person's shirt, you see the tie. So what's this? It's a garment to cover your back? What is it? Superman? It's a cape? It's basically, this has its roots in the ephod. But the average person today would say the ephod is a garment. And Rashi clearly says that the ephod is defined as a tachshit, an ornament. No different than a crown, no different than earrings or nose rings or any type of ornament that you wear on your body, some type of headplate. Even though to us we would look at an ephod as a vest or a jacket. Okay, so let's go back over here. So we learned over here. So over here, this Pasuk Zion told us very important things. We have over here Avnei Shoham, which was a name of a certain type of stone. And this stone was put on the shoulders. The Avni Miluim are different stones, 12 different types of stones. And they're called Miluim because they were set, they were put to fill up, to mimale a setting. And the setting is called the Mishpatzos. And this setting was on the Choshen. The Miluim, the Avni Shoham, was on the Eiffel. Okay, that is in reference to the Pasuk Zay. Now Pasuk Vav, by mistake, I skipped. Let's go back to Rashi, Pasuk Vav. We have Shem Lamar, Shem and Zay Zoch. Rashi says the Shem over here is not just ordinary oil, virgin olive oil. Yishn lahalos ner tamid, to light the ner tamid, the menorah. You should know that Shem and Zay Zoch, we call virgin olive oil. You go to the store, you go to the Suma, go to Shabrite, it's Yidua, that there's a lot of fraud. Most olive oil today that is sold under the label of pure virgin olive oil is not virgin olive oil. It's not virgin. It's not what you would expect to be virgin. It's second grade. They don't sell virgin olive oil. That is, I don't know, that's somehow used for other things. The virgin olive oil in Shapra is not the virgin olive oil that it says over the Shemen Zayizach. The Shemen Zayizach is a much pure form of oil that comes out of the olives in a much earlier state. B'samim l'shem ha'mishcha, sh'naseh l'mshoyach k'le ha'mishkan v'ha'mishkan l'kodshah. Now the Shemen ha'mishcha was oil, what was it used for? To anoint the kelim, to anoint the mishkan, to sanctify them. L'mshoyach k'le ha'mishkan v'ha'mishkan l'kodshah. A little bit verbose. Okay, who's the bolo b'sum? Why do you need b'sumim? K'moshim mafurish b'chisisa. So Rashi says, stay tuned. Stay tuned b'chisisa. Understand why you need b'sum for these two items. V'leiteres hasamim shein mekatirin b'chol erev loiker twice a day. K'moshim mafurish b'va'ata tetzave. Uloshim k'toris. Rashi here tells him very much. What is with k'toris? What's k'toris? Ha'aloas kitur utu v'tamrus oshan. The elevation of smoke. Kitur means, kitur is smoke, and v'tamrus oshan, a column of smoke. What is the difference between kitur and tamrus oshan? I don't know. Let's see the Targum very quickly. Targum says, avnei burla. This is the Avnei Shoya for the Ephod. The Avnei Ashlo Musa. This is for the Choshen, stones that make Hashloma, or Mashlom, the settings. L'shako'o, to set, be'efodo, uvechushna, and the Choshen. Now he used a word over here, this is a very interesting word. He adds a word to the Pasuk. He has added a whole word into the Pasuk, the word L'shako'o, to set. Now I skipped the Pasuk, go back to the Pasuk Vav. Mishcha means oil, le'an ha'rusa, for light, for or light, this is for light, busmaya, spices, limshach, to anoint, rivusa, to anoint. What does it mean, rivusa? Oil, spices, limshach, rivusa. Mishcha means anointing, we have to see it in Farshim, v'letoides busmaya. Very quickly, let's see what we just hop around what it says over here and back over here. Okay, over here it says over here, we have the Revusa. What's Revusa? Mishcha. Lashoin, this means Rav Vigodol, to anoint great people. To anoint Mishcha, people worthy of being known the greatness. Al Shein Pulat Hashem Nikokin Kiya Mishcha Nase Rav Nikbai. Through the oil, does one become great? Busmaya, spices, that's the lotion of Jasan, him are to rufais, and Levoim Hachelbana. Now, this is a very important entire parish. Busmaya, according to the Das Bale Haloshin, the Busmaya are the actual ingredients of the Ketores. They are the Hasaman, him to rufais, these are the ingredients. Okay, Levoina, Hachelbana. The ingredients that are actually used in the Mishkan, okay, Urusam Heina Nechol, Urusamin Heina Necholim. And when it says Besamin, the thing that is eaten, that's I'm not sure we have all that's Rashi, Besamin, Shein Besamin, the Heina Nechol is Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Medrash, Achad Oser Samonim, there are 11 Besamin with Nemru that were said. Nemar that was said in Moshe Mishim Chim Tag Ukulis Busman Bishneim Ulufiza Amilo Bissamim Loshna Kosa Kololis Umuspa Gamal Kutas Asamim Ashenkin Madas Bale Haloshin Total Fire Shultas Asamim Kumo Bissamim Likatoris. Okay, he's saying something very, very important. He's saying over here that is Mamish Pshan the Possek. How do you Pshan the Possek? It says here there was Shemelam Ar, oil for the menorah, Bissamim. Here's the dilemma. When it says the word besamim, is besamim to be repeated twice? Do you read the pasuk besamim l'shemen hamishcha, and then again besamim l'keteres hasamim? Is the word besamim meant to be repeated twice? When we learn nothing in the morning, we do that very often. We take a word. Hebrew is not like the New York Times. You take a word, and you're supposed to repeat the word sometimes twice in word. So there are besamim for the shemen hamishcha. And there is besamim for the Keteres Hasamim. The besamim for the Shemel HaMishcha is not the same purpose as the besamim for the Keteres Hasamim. Because for the Keteres Hasamim, the besamim are the actual ingredients. They are the samonim of the Keteres. But when it comes to Shemel HaMishcha, it's serving a different function. Or no, maybe when it says besamim Shemel HaMishcha, period, and that the besamim are only for Shemel HaMishcha, and the Keteres Hasamim itself, you have to add a new word. You have to make believe it says there in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk another word. But we're going to do very quickly, one more time, we'll do it again, then we'll stop. We don't have time to go to the other things, it's one more. Busmayim, that's what Lashon Shasamim. Hey, when it says the word Samim at the end of the Pasuk, this is the Hatarufas, these are the ingredients. Going on, Levoyna, Vachel, Hachelvina. Ubisamim, Heimacha Necholim. It's something different. Avalal, that's Rashi, Samim, Lehim, Besam, Rashi, also Besam, that's Sam, also Besam. Tachel, Rabbi Sim, Beredrish, Achel, Saman, Nemru, Lemoshim, Sinai. Chaim, Tag, Mughal, Spasman, Busman, Mishim, the Targum, he says it twice. Lefiz, Amil, Besamim, Belosh, Nakaz, Kololis, and Musma, Gamal, Teres, Saman. Coin, the Targum, with Besamim, he's going on both. Mash, Enkin, with that's Bali, Alosh, and Sokhufash, with Teres, Saman, Besamim, look at Taurus. So then the word besamim gets, so it's basically, it's like what we just said before, same idea. The question here is, do you read it? Do you read the word besamim l'shem ha-mishcha, and again, and besamim l'teres ha-samim? So you're going to use besamim both in the creation of Shem HaMishcha, and you're going to use spices also in the making of the Keteres HaSamim, in addition to the ingredients, or no? You need besamim for the Shem HaMishcha, but you do not need besamim for the Keteres HaSamim, because the samim are the only ingredients. So you use besamim for the Shem HaMishcha, period. And the Keteres HaSamim, read it backwards. Samim Keteres. And from Rashi, what would you get from Rashi? Rashi, how do you, does Rashi agree or disagree? Rashi says, "Mishcha shtas, the Mishcha chalei Mishcha, and Mikdash lekatshan." Which one was summon? You need the summon. Rashi says, "Kemosh v'shmachi sees for the summon, shayi mekatim b'chol erev v'baiker." That's it. He doesn't say. So Rashi, I think Rashi was more likely on the tzad to say that they're separate. The sum is only for the Shem and Mishcha, and if it turns a summon, you don't need the summon. Okay, we'll leave with that. Slate, thank you very much for coming and listening. I appreciate you all coming and listening with me. Hopefully, you got something out of this. I certainly did. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. See you all tomorrow.
Thank you. Good to know.
Good night.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got bounced three times in the last 5 minutes. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. I don't know.
Annie Newberg had a press conference today.
Oh yeah, what'd she say?
She was talking about the hack. What she seems to be saying is that the hack came in from private company networks in the United States, which the government has no authority over.
What? What does that mean?
That means that they hacked all these big research